And something we were talking about yesterday, and I asked the question, will you withdraw a section of your provident or pension fund if given the chance? We're talking about the two-pot system. Now, the two-pot retirement system is set to come into effect on the 1st of September. You would have heard now in Eyewitness News that they've basically passed, well, not passed, they've approved the legislation. That's what's happened in Parliament. And a lot of people saying, we need this money, especially during COVID-19. People were cash strapped and they said, I need to get into my pension, my retirement. A lot of people saying, well, don't go and do that because it's that's what happens when you grow old. You're going to need to use that money. But the question is now, the two-part system, how does it work? On the line is Avishal Seeth, who's the head of retirements at Alex Forbes. Hi, Avishal. Good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show on 702.
Morning, Ray, and morning to the listeners.
Right. So how does the two-pot system work? Just explain it.
So, Ray, basically from 1 September 2024, any new retirement savings or retirement contributions that you make will be split into two new pots for your retirement. Two-thirds, about 67% of your future contributions will automatically go into what we call your retirement pot. One third will automatically go into what we call your savings pot. Now, you have to use your retirement pot to set up a retirement income. So you're not allowed to make any withdrawals from your retirement fund. However, from your savings pot, you can withdraw from your savings pot once a tax year if you need to. So the effect is basically on future contributions to your retirement fund from 1 September 2024, your existing savings, so up to 31 August 2024, and any investment growth on these savings won't be affected by the new rules, except for one small exception. So a small amount of your savings from that pre-existing pot will be moved into your new savings pot. And that amount's expected to be 10% of your savings, limited to 30,000 Rand. So you'll be able to withdraw the money in your savings pot once every tax year if it's more than 2,000 Rand. But importantly, Ray, you will pay tax on any cash that you do withdraw.
So I must just emphasize 30,000 Rand. Am I right?
So that's the seeding capital. It's limited to 10% of your existing savings up to 31 August, up to a maximum of 30,000 Rand.
So, well, they've been talking about this in Parliament, and you'll hear in Eyewitness News that there has been general consensus. Are we going to make the 1 September deadline?
So it has been challenging. We have obviously had a delay from 1 March to 1 September. I mean, initially it was thought that it would come into place even last year. I think that from an industry perspective, we geared up. There's lots of development that's been done on the administration systems. There's lots of additional work that we've done in terms of communication and so on. I believe that we will be ready. We are supportive of this, and we're well on track to be ready from an Alex Forbes perspective. However, it does require lots of development and also, you know, expectation management from a member's perspective.
It is a little bit worrying, though, because us South Africans, we're under massive pressure. We've got very high interest rates at the moment. The petrol price is up. We are battling to make ends meet. I think a lot of people are going to want to sort of dip into this and go into that 30,000 or whatever per year. Does this not sort of make it very damaging or dangerous for people heading towards old age? Because, you know, this will actually dent your savings.
It's a great point, Ray. And I think there's two reasons that these changes were made by National Treasury. The first and most important is to actually increase the retirement income that members receive when they retire. So we know in South Africa that when members change jobs, what they actually do is they draw their entire retirement savings in most cases. And this obviously has a massive dent on the future retirement income that they can expect because of the effect of compound interest and so on. What the new legislation allows for is this thing called compulsory preservation, which is what we as an industry have been asking for a long time. So two-thirds of your future contributions, you won't be able to access that until retirement, which is great. It will improve outcomes two, threefold in the longer term. However, we can't ignore that members have financial challenges that will happen before retirement age. I think this was obviously highlighted during the COVID pandemic. You know, there's obviously unexpected expenses, emergencies that members aren't prepared for. And if we look at the industry as a whole, 95% of members don't really have any savings outside of their retirement fund. So it makes sense to allow access to a small proportion of it. But again, this is as an emergency savings vehicle. So only in emergencies. We're not saying use it for the Easter long weekend holiday or, you know, to go buy a TV, etc. We believe that, you know, if members are under severe financial pressure, then that's the kind of time that you'd want to access this money. Mm.
When you get to retirement age and you got your two-thirds left, can you take that as a lump sum, or is it just paid out as a certain amount per month?
You will be required to almost create an annuity income from it, so buy a pension, basically. So you must make sure that you receive a monthly income. Use it to set up a retirement income in your retirement, subject to certain rules. However, Ray, importantly, you can use the full 100%, so including your savings pot and your retirement pot, to actually set up your retirement, which is the right thing to do in most cases. But again, understanding the financial distress that many members are in, we do recognize that there will be a need for many members to access this money in the future.
And some people listening to this interview may say to themselves, hold on a second now, what happens if I pass away at a certain age and I don't use up my retirement funds? What happens to that money? Is it just left in an estate and then paid out?
So, Ray, fortunately, this retirement savings does not form part of your estate. It gets paid directly to your financial dependents or beneficiaries at the date of your death. At the date of your death, so it doesn't follow the estate kind of law.
Okay, and then also as well, when it comes to retirement one day, do you have a formula that people can maybe use to work out what they will need? Because as you're in your 20s, you don't care. Your 30s, you start to care. Your 40s, you think about it. Your 50s, you panic. And your 60s, you are there. What's the formula?
It's a common theme, Ray. I mean, this is about your future self. And it's very difficult to envisage your future self at a young age and what you'd require in 30, 40 years' time. There's a couple of rules that we like to emphasize to members of Alex Forbes Funds. And the first is to start as early as possible. So as soon as you start your first job, start contributing to retirement savings, because this makes the actual end game a lot easier. The general rule of thumb is to save 15% per month for a period of 40 years. And this is difficult in our environment. We need to think about the high levels of unemployment. You spoke about the high interest rates, but that's probably what's necessary for you to experience a healthy retirement. In South Africa, you know, the stats tell us that only 6% of retirees are able to kind of live a comfortable retirement. And this new legislation goes a long way towards solving that because of the compulsory preservation.
Yeah, some sound advice. Avishal Seeth, who's the head of retirements at Alex Forbes, thank you so much for coming on to Breakfast and clarifying all those points. Save your money, keep your money there, because if you hit retirement age at 60 or 65, somebody's got to take care of you. And that somebody is you.